Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Do you remember when you wanted to be a parent?
Yeah, when we got married. Not the first, maybe the first few months or year even, but I think after we were together for a couple of years, it was like, okay, gosh, wouldn't it be fun to share some of these experiences with a little one? We had a problem, actually, because Perry couldn't get pregnant, and it wasn't just you. I had a low sperm count. I think, what the doctors tell you?
Didn't ovulate.
Yeah, and so...
They put me on Clomid, and so I would get pregnant, and nothing worked.
Nope, we didn't give up. So at some point in time, we decided, you know what, maybe we can adopt, because we really, really wanted to have a child.
And we didn't care if it was biologically our child.
And so we went through the adoption process. We were lucky.
And I've actually got copies of that paperwork now. It's really funny because I typed it all on a manual typewriter, and so it's pretty primitive looking.
That's true.
Lots of misspelled words.
Yep.
And our income was like $15,000 a year between both of us.
Which we thought
we were rich.
Yeah, we had money. We got a call one day and come on down and check out this little baby.
No, I remember she called and her first question was, how do you feel about having a preemie baby? And I didn't know difference. I thought, well, I don't know anything about preemie babies, and it's a baby, so no problem. We went into this room. It was a tiny little room. It had, I think, one window in it.
Yeah, obviously, it was a one-way mirror. I mean, there was people standing on the other side kind of watching us.
And they said, so we're going to bring a baby into you, and we want you to take the baby's shoes off, her clothes, and everything. We want you to inspect her from head to toe, because if she looks like Uncle George and you don't like Uncle George, you need to give her back.
Of course, we loved her. It was like, oh, yeah, sure, we're going to give this baby back. No way. But she was 2 pounds. 2 pounds?
2 pounds.
14 ounces when she was born.
Like
she was a pretty small baby. They couldn't release her to us until she was 6 pounds, and she was just under 6 pounds. She was already 3 months old.
And you had to be cleared by the Indian reservation.
They were just trying to get her to eat enough so that she could get up to 6 pounds. And we were kind of waiting day by day. I don't think she ever got to 6 pounds, but somebody made the decision that she was 6 pounds, and they called us and said, come and get her. And we took her home. And that was the day that I actually quit smoking. I used to smoke at least a pack a day. If you've ever smoked cigarettes before, you realize that you quit 100 times. But that day, I quit. There was no reason to smoke around her.
What I remember was that car seats were not mandatory at the time. So we wrapped her up and I held her in the car, and you drove really slowly all the way from San Bernardino up to Apple Valley, which was about a 45-minute drive. But
yeah, I was just real afraid. I just wanted to drive. I didn't want anything to happen to her or you. Anyway, we got her home. First thing we did was take her to a doctor.
Yeah, I took her to my doctor, who had been my doctor since I was 3 years old. He was just a general practitioner. And the first thing he said to me was, well, no wonder she's not getting bigger. She's tongue-tied, so she couldn't suck on a bottle. And she wouldn't cry. She didn't make a lot of noise. And he said, well, that's why she's tongue-tied. So he, right there on the spot, he took a little pair of scissors and reached under her tongue and snipped the little piece of skin.
And she screamed.
She screamed, but...
But after that, my goodness, she could suck down a bottle in about a minute.
But she was always her daddy's little girl, and grew up to
she
be
still is.
6'1" and a basketball player in college. And then when she was about 3 years old, I wasn't feeling good, and something just wasn't right.
And what was it?
I was pregnant. And I remember I told Rich, I said, I'm pregnant. And he says, I don't believe it. And I was 3 months pregnant.
Yep, and you were.
And that was our miracle child.
Yep, Houston. Carson came about...
16 months later.
Yeah, 16 months later.
And all three of those children are so different from one another, but they complement each other.
They do, and they all came from you.
And you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.